Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And that does remind me, hour number three, great to have you. Beautiful Monday afternoon. We have a treat for you on Always Aggravated, the podcast. Sully is a sandbagging SOB. Sully delighted us. None of us knew. We'd never heard this before, but recording the pod this week, including our version of a draft drinking game, and also David going Hollywood. Sully does a Caliendo quality Mel Kiper. I'm zero BS.
I hope this isn't a Rieger oversell with my impression.
Nah, dude, it's me doing it. I don't oversell nothing. I could make finding a gold brick in the toilet sound glum. My point is, I couldn't believe, A, you were so selfish that you didn't share your gift with all of us, but B, how good it was.
Well, I appreciate that. I want to do it right now.
I'm sure that's what your mom and dad were rooting for all those years of schooling.
Yes.
Hopefully one day he can do a representative Mel Kiper imitation.
There you go.
No, don't do it now. The people need to luxuriate in it on the pod. Yes. You knocked us off our feet with this. I couldn't believe it. And Roberto had to Google who Mel Kiper was. Then he started laughing.
And then I proceeded to do the entire podcast according to your request in Mel Kiper's voice.
I just didn't want to hear from you as Mike Sullivan anymore after that. But Wednesday morning, that will be out for you. Subscribe to it, radio.com or iTunes. Get aboard. All right, we have some Lions stuff for you. Here we go. Albert Breer reporting this. What I know, the Lions would really, really like to trade down and accumulate picks, which makes them like everyone else. If they don't, an edge rusher like Rashawn Gary could be in play, and there's even recent speculation in league circles they could be the surprise quarterback team. But I'd guess right now that rather than drafting one in the first, they'll find a weapon for the guy they already have. With the 8th pick, TJ Hockenson, Iowa. Now, let me focus on something first. What pick would upset you more between Rashawn Gary and Hockenson?
Rashawn Gary.
David? Hollywood?
Gary. It would be Gary.
Okay. Same. And I've tooted the horn of, I'm fine taking a defensive player. Go ahead, make the defense elite. Try to be Seattle. I think Gary Dade is a huge risk. Just because I don't want to take guys on what they could be. I want to take guys on what they are. I want to take guys that have shown me, that have produced. Like at a certain level, let me ask you this question. Both of you, at a certain level, don't you have to have production justify some of the accolades? Like, you can't excuse no production. I'll give you an example. Kenny Willekes was a walk-on at State. Kenny Willekes' year, this year, he put up the same production Gary put up in 3 years. Tackles for loss, sacks, splash plays, etc. 1 year. One. Rashawn, 3. Now, you want to talk about shoulder injury? Fine. I'm making a point to you. You cannot have stats like that out there where one dude who plays up the road is as productive as you in the same conference that you've basically given in a career.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thing.
It can't be all potential.
Now, the other part of this, speculation in league circles, they could be the surprise quarterback team. I cannot, for the life of me, and some of you are going to say, what you're saying doesn't matter. But we know the Lions. Okay? We know how they've treated Stafford. We understand how they've bent the knee to Stafford since the beginning. How I'm not convinced that Lion officials don't walk around saying your grace when Matthew speaks. Shout out GOT. But we also know Matthew has a very personal situation going on right now. I factor all of these things in and I go, there's no way they're taking a quarterback. They would never disrespect him that way.
Yeah.
That's how they view it. I just think, I don't know, like I try to take everything into account. Hey, Albert Breer, more plugged in than I am. I would be utterly floored if they took a quarterback at 8. Floored. If they took a quarterback anywhere in the first round. Maybe they trade down to 17. Whatever. I would be stupefied. Tell me I'm wrong here. I don't think there's a human being in the world, locally, who believes they're taking a quarterback at 8. I mean, I would be floored. Is that wrong? That I've convinced myself even before any of the off-field situation going on, and obviously needs to be handled delicately. And the I just think the Lions are always hypersensitive to everything with their players, hypersensitive about their relationships. And dude, they love Matthew Stafford. I just don't see it. I could scream and yell that it'd be the right thing to do, but I've given that up. Why? Because when things cease to be realistic, I stop yelling. The minute the NBA trade deadline happened, I stopped yelling about tanking. They weren't going to do it. It's the same thing here. I would love to talk to the people about that. Albert Breer and what he's hearing, God bless. I can't bring myself to buying that that's real. It would be sinfully interesting, delicious. It would be days of radio gold. Weeks. I don't know that we've done anything to deserve such a gift. But I don't believe for a second, no matter what league circles are doing, that the Lions are going to take a quarterback in the first round. I would, in a pleasant way, I'd be floored. The Lions taking a quarterback would be the equivalent of Goris standing at a podium announcing they've traded Andre Drummond and they're rebuilding. It would be that equivalency of joy in my heart. 248-539-9797. Where are you with it?
I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility.
Now, why, though? You don't get to just say that.
Two reasons.
Yes.
First reason.
Lure me in.
I don't think that, and I've said this before, I don't think that Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia are as sold on Matthew Stafford as we all think, or is that at least how they let on publicly. I don't. I don't buy it for one second. I think that their model, they want to have a younger, controllable quarterback. But secondly, just with the way some of the reports we're talking about with Bob Quinn, maybe he's putting up this front. We all agree with that, with trading down. He's being too honest. This smokescreen of wanting to trade down. Couple that with this report here. They're kind of just waiting in the weeds. They could be that surprise quarterback team where no one sees it. I wouldn't view it. It's not out of the realm of possibility. It's not. Now, would I be surprised? Sure, because it's such a non-Lions thing. But I don't view this as completely impossible that they go quarterback at 8. I don't.
I honestly, I don't know that I could comprehend it. I just don't.
And I want to point this out. You made a good point with, the personal stuff going on. It crosses your mind. Would they even pick a quarterback
because
to disrespect
of the way
him?
That they have, the way they have been so deferential to Matthew in his time here, the way he has become the franchise, I would find it almost unthinkable. And thank God that situation had a positive outcome. I'm just making a point.
Yep.
I would find it stunning isn't even the adjective if they drafted a QB Thursday.
It's like you hear about Kyler Murray possibly falling. You hear about Dwayne Haskins who will be sitting there for the Lions. What if this whole thing is just a front? What if Bob Quinn's being overly honest, throwing up the smokescreen, we want to trade, we want to trade, and they're just going to sit there because no team's going to trade up to get Dwayne Haskins who they want, and they just pop. Dwayne Haskins, number 8 overall.
I don't know that I'm allowed to feel joy like that. I don't know. Having Dwayne Haskins in a Lions uniform is the second best thing to being in a Giants uniform. I love Dwayne Haskins. I'd get what I wanted. Like I would have won. I would have won.
It's your grace. It's not out of the realm of possibility. This whole tight end thing, look, I'm not saying in any way that Jesse James is some Pro Bowler or some all-pro guy, but they're paying him several million. I mean, they're paying him decent money to come in and play tight end. So this allure that they're going to just draft a tight end because that's a huge, huge need, it's going to be Hockenson, I don't really buy that either.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.